Hello friends, in this episode I will provide information on one of the most loved and tasty fruit, custard apple. So welcome to Planting Nature friends. If you want to check out the video version of this podcast, please visit my YouTube channel Planting Nature. Custard apple is also called as sugar apple or sweet sop. In Hindi it is called as sitafal or sharifa. The scientific name is Annona squamosa. It belongs to a family called Annonaceae. Sugar apple is native to tropical America and West Indies. Usually it grows in dry and hot climate. The flowering time is around April to May and fruiting occurs from August to November. This tree can bear fruits from second or third year only. Single crop per year is expected. This tree can grow up to 25 feet. The branches are zigzag with light brown bark. The leaves are semi-deciduous, that is, half of the leaves are straight in a year. Each leaf can grow up to 2 to 6 inches. They are thin, soft, alternately arranged. Dull green color on upper side and light green below. Flowers can be seen either single or in group of 2 to 4. They are borne on branch tips opposite to the leaves. The flower can grow around 1 to 1.5 inch long. They are never fully open, bearing 3 green fleshy petals. These fleshy petals are triangular, yellow green outside and pale green inside, with a purple or dark red spot at the base. The flowers are edible as well. Custard apple is a hard compound fruit which can be seen in many shapes: heart shape, round, ovoid, conical, apple shape, and also comes in many colors: pale green, gray green, bluish green, light pinkish. This fruit is segmented, easily separated when ripe. The fruit can grow up to 700 grams. It has creamy white flesh inside, surrounding the seeds. This flesh has a good fragrance, juicy, sweet, delicious. The fruit should be plucked once the segments turn white or yellow. This is an indication of fruit ripening. Though it is a hard fruit, if it is not plucked in time, the tree may not hold it. The seeds are dark brown to black in color, can grow up to half inch. Each fruit contains around 20 to 50 seeds. Custard apple can be eaten raw. Milkshakes, sweets, ice creams, cakes, cool drinks can also be prepared. Unripe custard apples can be roasted until black. Now let's see the nutritional value. The carbohydrate content is high in custard apple, around 23%, including 4.5% of fiber. Fat is around 0.3%, protein around 2%. This fruit is also rich in vitamins and minerals, especially vitamin C. It can provide around 44% of daily requirements of vitamin C. It is also good at vitamin B6, vitamin B1. This fruit is rich in manganese. It can provide around 20% of daily requirement. Custard apple has numerous health benefits as well. It can protect immune system. It has a property to lower cholesterol, thereby promoting a healthy heart. It helps in regulation of hormones, provides protection against anemia. It is also good for skin. It helps in decreasing acne and also acts as a very good skin conditioner. Custard apple is rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which cannot be produced by the body. Hence, it is very important to eat custard apple. This fruit can also help in growth and development of brain, lowering the risk of arthritis, cancer, fatigue. It also lowers the mood swings, boosts the immunity. This fruit is good for pregnancy as well due to the content of its folic acid. It is good for respiratory system as well. It can treat vomiting. Overall, this fruit acts as a coolant to the body. This tree also has numerous medicinal properties. The roots are used to treat spinal problems, depression, digestive problems. A decoction made from leaves can reduce fainting, dizziness, dysentery, cold remedy, rheumatoid problems, digestive problems, and it also acts as a tonic. The decoction made from bark is also good and used as a tonic, especially in case of diarrhea. The leaves have insecticidal properties. The paste made from leaves can be applied directly onto the wounds. Some recent studies have shown that this fruit has anti-ulcer activity, anti-tumor activity especially related to breast cancer, anti-diabetic activity, cholesterol decreasing ability, and few studies on seeds have shown that it has antifungal and nematocidal activity. Apart from the medicinal benefits, leaf extracts are also used in perfumes. The seeds are poisonous or toxic. Hence, the oil extracted from the seeds is used as agriculture pesticide. The powder made from these seeds is also used as fish poison. It also acts as a good insecticide. The paste made from these seeds can be applied to the head. It helps in killing the lice. But be careful and avoid contact to eyes as it may be severe irritant. Propagation. This plant can be grown by seeds. The seeds have very long life. It can germinate even after 3 to 4 years. Usually it takes around 30 days to germinate. Cutting and layering are less successful. However, inarching has proven to be very successful. I strongly recommend to grow this amazing tree. That's all for now. Hope you found this episode very informative and interesting as well. Don't forget to subscribe this channel. Thank you.